The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Shavua Tov, Rolene Marks, how are you?
Shavua Tov, another week in the lockdown. Good, thanks. And you, Simon Anstey? In fact, well, I'm very good because earlier today it was announced that two of Israel's premier chefs, Asaf Granit and Uri Navon, have received a Michelin star at their restaurant in Paris. This is for the first time ever.
Wowie zowie, that is an accomplishment. But then again, Israeli cuisine is pretty much taking over the entire world. So I can't say I'm surprised. Rolene, I saw a play on words the other day. I saw it's Vaccine Nation. Israel is being referred to as the Vaccine Nation. I kind of like that. What is your take?
Are we the vaccination? We are you the vaccination. Because we are busy rolling out our vaccination program as we are trying to fight the high levels of COVID-19 at the same time. And we are expecting our ministers to go into meetings later today to discuss extending our lockdown maybe by a week and to stop any outbound travel, just to try and bring those numbers down. Having said that, health officials believe we are over the spike or the hump in our third wave, and it'll start coming down. And also just released earlier today, very, very important, and that is a new serological study conducted at Sheba Medical Center. This is in Ramat Gan, has shown that apparently 98% of hospital workers who received the second dose of the coronavirus vaccine have developed high levels of antibodies to fight off the virus. And this is a sample of about 102 samples. So good news indeed.
Hugely good news, Rolene. Sorry, we were having a bit of a bounce back this afternoon, but one almost wonders if it isn't more difficult for you, knowing that you have to remain in lockdown and knowing that the solution is just around the corner. And if you are needing to make a living and struggling economically, this must be a very difficult time to be an Israeli.
Well, this is the challenge, and this is why we referred to a couple of weeks ago as the fake lockdown, because people just weren't listening. You know, the minute we started rolling out the vaccination, people started to go out and say, well, you know, the vaccine is here. I think what we have at the moment, and we are largely a lab for the world. In fact, moments ago, I read that the Helsinki Protocol want to declare us like in violation because we are this giant lab. But hey, it's Israel leading the world. And of course, we are going to get criticized because, you know, it's Israel leading the world. You know, Israelis for the most part are very proud, very happy to participate in that, but we can't expect all of our countrymen to behave themselves. And we can understand it. As we all know, it's very, very difficult to be locked in your house and to be restricted with your movements and restricted with who you can see. And it is taking its toll, a giant toll, not only on our collective mental health, but also on people who own small businesses. However, we want to try and get those infection levels down. They are coming down. We still have a high amount of cases. We want to try and get this country out of the coronavirus crisis so that we can open up, so that we can welcome people in again, so that we can get that economy moving and growing. And we know that we are approaching Pesach pretty soon, and we know that families want to be reunited for this. So I think we're in the final stretch. Well, I'm hoping we're in the final stretch. We all just really need to cooperate as we go through this.
Talking about that, and I think we almost have COVID fatigue, one more question for you. I saw an agreement, I think it was between one of the drug companies and the Israeli government. A lot of it was blacked out. There are people who are very concerned about privacy concerns and the provision of data. Are Israelis, in fact, worried about this, or they're saying, I want the vaccine no matter what?
Well, it's interesting to watch Israeli attitudes as the trajectory has moved forward. You know, in the beginning, we had a lot of people skeptical, as they are around the world. We don't have that very, very aggressive anti-vaxxer movement here. I've had a few anti-vaxxers deal with me on social media, but, you know, best way to deal with trolls is just to not feed them and defriend them. But we don't have that so much. We had a little bit of skepticism. Has it been tested long enough? Do we know enough about it? But as the vaccine rolled out, and Israelis are very proud when we achieve, so the skepticism has come down. And yes, there are people concerned about their privacy. Has a lot of their personal details been given to Pfizer? But I think for the most part, the attitude is, if this data can be used to help people and help get this world through this pandemic, you know, who are we to deny that? We have to think of, you know, what's at stake here. And the interesting thing now is watching Israelis literally fall over themselves. I mean, literally fall over themselves. I tripped over myself trying to make those appointments to be vaccinated. I mean, I tried this morning to try and get my appointment to get my zap, and I was told, you are too young. It's not your time.
Oh, now you're just showing off, Rolene. You're just showing off. We'll leave it there. I saw that over 45s that can go from next week. So you'll just have to wait a little longer than
this
that.
This week, Simon. This week.
This week. Ro, interesting story concerning perhaps that the chief rabbi, Rav Lau, had two vaccinations and has been diagnosed with COVID.
Yes, so that is true, and there's some speculation that maybe he had picked up the virus between receiving the first and the second. And I heard, Dr. Marburg say on the COVID report that you will still have to isolate and wear a mask and behave responsibly, until we know more details. He must have picked it up, but we do have it on good authority from his family that he's feeling good, he's in good spirits, and, it's not as bad as it could have been had he been infected before he received the vaccine.
Interesting, really interesting. Rolene, are the borders angry again? Two rockets fired towards Israel?
Two rockets fired towards Israel last night, a fight towards the seaside town of Ashdod. They landed in the sea, and the IDF have struck Hamas targets within the Gaza Strip in retaliation. And, it's very interesting that we see this happening, because we have all this conjecture in the mainstream media about, who is responsible? Are we responsible for vaccinating the Palestinians? And one of the criticisms leveled at the Palestinians and particularly the leadership like Hamas is, why are you spending so much money on rockets and mortars and terror when you could be spending that money securing vaccines for your citizens?
Well, they make a point, don't they? Abbas filing for new elections, and I see the Palestinian Authority insisting that Arabs in East Jerusalem be allowed to vote.
Well, Arabs in East Jerusalem are for the most part Israeli citizens, in disputed areas. It's a bit of a grey issue. Some are Israeli citizens and some are Palestinians. It is an area up for a lot of dispute. But we do have it that President Abbas has filed the paperwork for an election. He has 120 days to ensure that election happens. Just to remind everybody, he's in the 16th year of his 4-year term. Yes. And he has been talking about elections for a number of years. But, hey, he's filed the paperwork. So let's be optimistic and let's see if we actually do have an election happening sometime within the next 115 or so days.
And in the minute we've got left, Ro, what is Morocco doing to combat anti-Semitism and anti-Zionism, becoming the second Arab country to do so?
Well, this is phenomenal. Morocco, our latest friend to join the ever-increasing circle of peace, to signing the Abraham Accords. They've signed a memorandum of understanding with the U.S. State Department, with the outgoing Ilan Kahu, who was responsible for fighting anti-Semitism. And if you ever get an opportunity to hear Ilan Kahu speak on a YouTube, a Zoom, whatever, go immediately. He's a phenomenal, phenomenal speaker. But they've signed a memorandum of understanding, making them the second Arab country to do so. The first was Bahrain. This is hugely significant in terms of seeing that they will ensure education against anti-Semitism and against anti-Zionism. Very, very important and a huge game changer for the region.
Rolien Marx, Toda, Shalom, Velitraot. Indeed, we will speak tomorrow.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.